Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Yesterday morning, we started to report on the GDE matric results. They came out not last evening, but the one before. And we wanted to catch up with the Dean of Torah Academy, Rabbi David Chazdan, is also, of course, the spiritual leader at the Great Park Shul. Rabbi Chazdan, very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. Wonderful to be with you and wonderful to share some good news amidst all of the stress, the challenges we're talking about this morning.
Absolutely right. So how did Torah Academy do?
Well, we're very excited. I mean, every single year it seems that the Jewish schools do so well. And once again, our students achieved multiple distinctions, 8 distinctions, 7 distinctions, 6 and 5. And that's very, very precious to us because it comes in a day that is half dedicated to Torah studies, to Jewish heritage studies. And Howard, for me, I see education not being measured in numbers, and it's diminishing the challenge of education. Education is about teaching things for life, about values, about our Torah. That is why the raison d'etre of the Torah Academy is to teach the values of our people. And amidst that day, half the day is dedicated to secular studies. And we're just delighted. We're delighted that 10% of our results were over 90%, and that 53% of all papers were over B. And this is the last year that we wrote. Last year was the last year we wrote part of the Gauteng National Certificate.
Right.
We are moving to the IEB as of 2021.
Oh, that's interesting.
And that's mainly because of the size. I mean, it's very difficult to communicate with a system that is so huge and millions of students, as opposed to IEB, which is smaller and able to gear itself to the details to reach people to just functionally much better. So as of this year, we're part of the IEB.
Is it a big adjustment to move from one system over to another?
I think in our head, in headspace, it seemed a lot of technical differences, but the syllabus is mainly the same. And watching it for a number of years, the actual levels of different exams, sometimes the Gauteng exam was harder in math, sometimes the IEB was harder. They say that IEB challenges critical thinking to a greater degree. As I said, we learned Gemara for the morning. That is where we certainly got the critical thinking in Bucketsville. It's actually interesting to see the correlation between Talmud study and geometry and poetry analysis, which just speaks to the whole picture rather than a specific subject. Ultimately, we're teaching children, not with young men and women, rather than subjects.
Yeah, it's so interesting because that's been one of the things that maybe 2020 has taught us, maybe we've already known this, that it isn't just about educating in order to get the certificate or the results. But there's definitely been over the last year, I think, even more of a shift to looking at the whole child, even the whole family, because our kids are not educated completely alone. It's not just between ourselves and the school, but in fact, there are multiple partners in this whole process.
Absolutely.
What a 2020 shift for you or highlight for you?
Well, so many of the things that you've already mentioned, that life, we were pushed off the perch that we were so comfortable on for decades and for years. And half the journey of growth is being able to let go of the past. God forced us off that perch. So half our journey was done simply because it was forced. We had no choice
Absolutely.
But to let go of the conventional. And that gave us the opportunity to dream and to think of new opportunities. And Howard, one of the opportunities that the Torah Academy is pursuing is an enhanced, redefined, in fact, revolutionized approach to education where we will utilize the online learning in a positive way. Now, Zoom had many limitations. Kids were at home. They were distant from one another, but the positive elements of it, I've been challenged to explore all the new offerings of online schools here in South Africa and across the world, and it seems clear that a blended form of learning where there are live lessons at school and then a whole lot of lessons loaded onto an educational platform We're using EDX, which is an international platform that we are experimenting with. And this is a revolution in education, because where education is going in 5 to 10 years is clearly to have this blended form of learning where there is live teaching and then there are methods of learning on a platform which is interactive, which assesses on the spot, which enables you to use TED videos and expert presentations in whatever field it is, in all the subjects. So we're piloting this in grade 10. And as a result of this, we've already got a collaboration with Hirsch Lions, which is another sister school. Mm-hmm. And we see a new opportunity of collaborative efforts between the different schools. It will address the financial issues.
I was thinking that. What an incredibly interesting way to start to address some of the financial concerns.
Yeah, financial, huge difference that it will make. But also the actual educational value. We're talking to Princeton University and international universities. Education is changing. Mm. The fear that South Africans have about getting into university here and having to emigrate to get into university in 5 to 10 years' time, university study is going to be done in a totally different way. People are going to be learning in different institutions for different disciplines online, and that is clearly what is happening. And what we found is interesting, how in all my investigations, I found that Jewish kids are industrious and innovative. And during the Zoom days, the dark Zoom days of last year, mm-hmm. kids were given their keys, their codes to be able to get into the various lessons. But kids knew that in Cape Town, in Herzliya, let's say, is a phenomenal science teacher, or in King David Lingsville, there happens to be a phenomenal math teacher, or in Yeshiva College, there happens to be a phenomenal whatever. And kids were trading their codes. So kids were attending classes where they found the best class to be.
That is unbelievable. It's interesting. On a physical level, I recall a number of years ago, I don't know if you know the school SAR in Riverdale in New York, where they built the school down, almost down a hill. But what they did was they didn't separate the years by classrooms with walls. Every level, it was basically an open area, and every level had a different year in it. In other words, there were all these learning thing, these classes going on at the same time. The point was, one of the reasons that they did that was that if there was an interesting class happening two levels up, the kid could actually get up and go and do that. And this is what you're talking about, is almost an online manifestation of that you could actually find the best of in other areas. Just because you're sitting in Glen Hazel doesn't mean you can't find something relevant in Cape Town or Princeton or anywhere else.
So what is essential is that students have a social life, that there's extramurals, that there's sports, that the kids are at school and can feel and see each other, and that will be when it gets back to normal. But in that school, there's going to, what we envisage in that we're piloting over the next 2-3 years, is a situation where you have a massive technical room filled with computers, where one person is able to supervise that on the technical side, but the kids are in the same room learning on different on the same platform in different fields at the same time. Faster kids can go ahead, they can take on extra subjects, slower kids can relearn again and again until they get there. And maybe that's just an important point to mention, how the strong kids and the weak kids, the trap that we fall into in assessing education, 12 years of education in ratios of distinctions, which is what we do. And thank God we're able to say that our ratios are way up there with all the best of the school. But what tells a school is not how many distinctions a very smart kid got. What tells the strength of a school and education is the weak kid, the kid who everyone is saying, you're a writer, you can't manage, you're not going to make it, you can't do matric. And take that kid through and to see some of our weaker kids having attained their university entrance matric is much more a feather in our cap than anything else. Because if you care for everyone, those kids plodded along, worked hard, and might be much more successful in life because of the effort that they put into just to get through. Mm-hmm. And in the whole excitement of the numbers, we often overlook what is really our true assessment of education. Mm-hmm.
From a Chabad community perspective, online learning has actually been something very real and relevant for many years because many of the Shlichim are living in areas where there isn't access necessarily to Jewish education or to religious instruction in a more formal way. This has very much been part of the Chabad approach to education, hasn't it?
I actually sit on the board of the Chabad online school for Shluchim for emissaries around the world. There are 850 kids in that school. We meet as a board regularly to assess the challenges of education, but that's what happens. A class, in fact, my daughter here teaches on the online school. Here it's in the evening, there in America it's in the morning. And your students come from different states and different countries and different time zones, and they never see each other in the flesh. This very sophisticated computer technology that enables kids to see each other online and the teacher and to be able to assess work and work together. But then they have camps once a year where they actually get together and say hi and touch and feel and actually love each other. But yes, this has gone on for well over a decade and is very sophisticated.
Yeah.
And there are really opportunities, and the motivation was financial. The motivation now is educational, that we're not following in 5 years' time and running after something that's happened to our whole community. The offerings around the whole city are immense. There are so many schools that have sprung up over this last year even. And in 5 years' time, our parents are going to be looking at finances and saying, well, how can I study there and supplement here? And if we don't gear ourselves for it by looking ahead, we're going to be chasing rather than leading.
Henry, one of our listeners, saying Elon Musk actually started a school where children are not graded, but can join any of the classes which are combined. So it is interesting because we definitely are starting to look at this. Maybe COVID was the jolt that education needed in order to force ourselves to find new ways of educating. I know that one of our kids had tremendous learning disabilities. He went through the remedial school process and found the regular school to be very difficult. And what we did was we moved him to this online GED program, and he did exceptionally well because he could manage his own time, his own pace, focus on areas more where he was struggling, move quicker in other areas. And it definitely was phenomenal for a kid like that. And I would imagine that he might be an extreme example, but all the way along this spectrum are different kids with different needs. And this really does free us almost and free our children to be able to get educated in the way that suits them best.
Yeah. I mean, as you said before, if a teacher is planning to teach Pythagoras' theorem and they are a good teacher or above mediocre teacher and they really work out the best way of putting it across, they can't compare to somebody who is some fundi in Japan or in Singapore who has spent years concentrating on those particular geometry theorems. And the way they present it, if you include that on your platform, the five-minute video of them presenting and then introduced by a live teacher here and followed up and exercises presented over here and waited for the assessment, you're actually exceeding your reach in the local community in terms of getting expertise in education. There's tremendous potential.
Absolutely right. Unfortunately, that is where we have to leave it. Rabbi David Chazdan, Dean of Torah Academy. Fascinating conversation. Well done to Torah Academy for your phenomenal results, and good luck for the move over to IEB next year.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.